It is 14 minutes. Well, now it's 14 minutes after 9 a.m. And I am here with Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so we got a beautiful day. Spring's almost here. We're less than 2 days away from spring. We had a relatively successful St. Patrick's Day here in Wayne and Holmes County. Nothing official yet, but preemptively we can say good job.
Yeah, we had a pretty good weekend. We did make 3 arrests for OVI on Saturday night, which seems like it was when everybody was out celebrating the holiday. But we didn't have any major crashes or anything like that, so we appreciate it.
So you're listening to us. They're really listening to us.
Yes. But especially like with the nice weather coming, I know it's supposed to be in the 60s today and everything. People are starting to get out on their motorcycles again.
Yes.
So make sure that you're paying attention. Look out for motorcycles. And especially most of the crashes that we've had around here are actually the motorcyclists being at fault. And that's going too fast around curves or not having an endorsement. So make sure you're taking those classes if you're going to be out on your motorcycle, that you know how to drive that motorcycle, especially all the windy roads here in Holmes County.
It makes for great driving, but
it does. It does make for very good riding, doing all the sightseeing and everything. But make sure that you're following those speed limits and not going too fast around those curves.
It takes both parties to be paying attention and to really be on their game. And while in a car, you've got a frame and things to kind of protect you if something happens, you are a straight road on the when you're on a bike.
Yes, there's not a whole lot of protection there. So wear your helmets. They will save you.
Helmets are required if you are under of a particular age also.
If you have your temporary permit, it's required while you have that. Once you have your full motorcycle endorsement, it's no longer required, although it is highly recommended.
Very highly recommended. It'll save your life. Like, if you think about it, road versus your helmet or road versus your head, I would rather take road versus helmet.
Yes, but most of all, get out there, enjoy the weather, and be safe while you're doing it.
And don't... And with the nice weather comes road work. We've already got 3 different roadways closed.
They don't call us Slow-hio for nothing.
Or it's the state flower.
It is.
Coming out.
The orange barrel is fully in bloom.
So. But we've talked a lot about move over, slow down, and that counts in road working zones, just like pullover zones, fire departments, tow trucks, all of that. The road working zones, you need to slow down and move over for those as well.
Right. Anytime you see any type of flashing lights, it could be a tow truck, it could be ODOT, it could be, you know, law enforcement. Anytime you see those flashing lights on the side of the road, just your first instinct should be to slow down and look and see what you're coming up on. If you can move over, move over. And if you can't move over, make sure that you're slowing. And when I mean slowing, I mean significantly slowing, so that when you're passing by something, you have the ability to react.
If you were listening to the news here right before us, there was another ODOT cleanup crew on I-90 that got smashed by somebody not paying attention. It's so important to pay attention.
Right, and these are all completely avoidable accidents.
150%, even though we were told in math class that 150 is not a real thing.
So and going along with that, a lot of it is people driving distracted, using their cell phones, looking at their radio, talking with people in the car, sightseeing, whatever they're doing. A lot of those accidents stem from those things. And so far this month, for the 18 days of
so it'd be the 17
of March.
Days.
Well, so far this month, our troopers at the Worcester Post have issued 32 distracted driving citations. So that's people holding their phone or being on their phone, texting and driving while they're operating that vehicle. So that's really not good. And
that's almost 2 every single day.
Right. And make sure that you're wearing those seatbelts. We're already up to 148 citations for no seatbelts. So the thing with those seatbelts too is that means that those people were stopped for other infractions as well. So it's not just a seatbelt ticket. There's another reason why they were stopped and given that seatbelt ticket.
So there's probably plenty of people not wearing their seatbelt that didn't get a seatbelt violation. So wear your seatbelts.
Right. And the bad thing about it is, like I said, they already did something wrong in order to get stopped. So you're driving bad and you're not wearing your seatbelt.
I started writing over the weekend. I changed. You gave me the idea for a different song, and I've got it about a quarter of the way rewritten. Okay. For wearing your seatbelt. It's coming.
She had, like, if you could have seen the light bulb above her head, it was very bright.
Got to wear shades.
Yes. This is a music studio.
But in all seriousness, put your seatbelt on. That's a rule in my car. You get in my car, you wear your seatbelt.
Yep. It should be habit.
Habit. Well, anything else for you this morning?
No. As usual, drive safe. Take care. Hope you have a good day. Enjoy the weather.
And be aware of what's around you in the nice weather. We are less than 2 days away from the first day of spring. Yeah, I've got a countdown. We've got it all the way down. 1 day, 14 hours, 39 minutes, and 44 seconds.
Yes, that is a countdown. I see it. I'm looking right at it.
All right. Well, thank you for joining with us this morning. It's always good to get a little recap on how things are going for the year and a little reminder of some habits we need to have in the nice weather. And so we are going to go ahead, take a little break here, and we'll be back with more on WKLM.